This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The farther you get away from the football, the farther you get away from football.
Olin Krutz.
You get in any kind of trouble now, you just tell them you know Kalooks.
Who is Kalooks and do you know him?
I don't know Kalooks.
14-year NFL veteran.
Max Unger, who won a Super Bowl.
I was just going to say, you don't need to have me on, man. You got your boy Olin in your backyard. You guys have probably the best one ever in Olin that you get to talk to all the time, which is pretty cool.
Six-time Pro Bowler and four-time NFL All-Pro.
In my opinion, he's a Hall of Famer. I mean, there's no doubt about that in my mind. There was a 4 or 5 years, six years in a row that he was the best in the league at his position. So that's the guy you want to look up to.
Football analyst for 670 The Score.
The former Bears safety, Mike Brown.
We are old and young, and it mixed well, like a pudding. You got the young dudes that are coming in, and the old dudes came in, and we mixed it up in the pudding, and it became the 2001 season.
Delicious.
All right, what's your favorite pudding? What's number one on the pudding choices from Mike Brown?
Tapioca.
What kind of pudding did Roosevelt, Colvin, and Warwick Holman like the best?
Oh, I think they would like the chocolate and the vanilla mix.
Yeah. Would Olin even eat pudding?
Olin Krutz would get a spoonful of pudding and throw it at somebody.
And that person would be damaged by a spoonful of pudding.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, he'd get knocked out by a spoon just getting thrown at you with pudding.
That's how hard Olin would throw pudding.
Olin Krutz with Spiegel and Holmes on 670 The Score.
Mike Brown with some incredible stories. It's the Spiegel and Holmes show. He's Spiegel. I'm Holmes. We're here with you until 6 o'clock. The Bears have had a huge day, and they got a center. So there's a center on our team here at The Score, and he's one of the best that's ever done it, just like Max Unger said. So why not talk with Olin Krutz? He joins us on the Circa Sports Illinois Hotline. Download the Circa app today. Oh, what's up, man?
What's up, guys? How's it going, man? The weather is beautiful here in Illinois, and the Bears are building both sides of their lines. Seems like it's kind of like we're in Bizarro World right now.
Dude, thought about what you said last week with us. The farther away you get from the football, the farther away you get from football. That it left a mark on us, and we've thought about it, and here we are today, Olin. You said it, Bizarro World, man. Three free agents today after the two guard acquisitions. They have finally figured out you have to use resources on the O-line and the D-line. I wonder why they're doing this, finally.
Well, it just, when you looked at their team last year, that's where they struggled, right? Especially on the defense side of the ball, when Billings went down, Nate Davis didn't work out. Tevin Jenkins had his usual rash of injuries, and Coleman Shelton, very consistent, right? I think he might be signing with the Rams soon, but very consistent, but not dominant by any means. So they go out and they get themselves Tooney, who everyone has a lot of respect for. Jonah Jackson, who played great football in Detroit and had a bad year last year. And hopefully he can pick up for us what he was doing with Ben Johnson. And then they went and got the number one center on the market, Drew Dahlman. Very consistent, good technique, good outside zone football player, has played with young quarterbacks, can get guys lined up, can get the call out, can do the job that he needs to do in the prime of his football career, guys, at 26. Really just coming into his own as a football player. Hopefully he keeps ascending under Coach Roshar, right? And then you had Jarrett with Billings. Can you imagine those two guys healthy together in the middle of the defensive line and the young football player from the Colts who pops on film a lot? Big man, Montez Sweat. The two lines right now, when you line them up, obviously left tackle, still want to know what's going on with Braxton Jones. Got to see him improve. But the Bears have really improved themselves again here in the offseason, though, on both their lines.
Obviously, O-line is not easy. Playing center is not easy. But if you're bringing Drew Dahlman in and you're saying, I'm gifting you Joe Tooney to your right, and it got Jonah Jackson to your left, or vice versa on that. It's nice to know if you're a center that you've got that type of help and that you're that strong guard to guard.
Yeah, and by the way, Darnell Wright, who you can leave out there one-on-one, right? So you can get double teams in the middle now. So you are strong, and Braxton Jones has played some good football when healthy. So hopefully he comes back healthy, takes another step in his game. But like you're saying, Lawrence, nothing better than a guy like Tooney next to you. Once you learn what he wants, once you learn the calls, once you learn how he sets, you know where he's going to be every time, right? And then Jonah Jackson there, there in Detroit, playing between two good football players in Decker and Ragnow. He would get a lot of movement in the run game, big, strong, physical guard. So I like where they're going with their offensive line. By that, I mean, guys, I like to say the offensive line is like a basketball team. You got to get yourself a point guard, a power forward, a small forward. You got to get guys who challenge guys on every position, somebody on a second level, somebody who could dominate on the line of scrimmage, somebody who doesn't matter what position they are. They just have to be different type of players, and then they all got to come together, and that's Roshar, and that's Ben Johnson's job to bring all these guys together, let him work at a high level. But now you have guys, when you had assets in that room, you have guys who you know can compete at the highest level in the NFL.
Man, I don't think I've heard you talk about that before, of the five-pack being like a basketball team in terms of the different skill sets. Like, and I don't know enough about Dahlman to know. Like the Eagles used to use Jason Kelce like to pull, you know, and some teams will use centers to pull in the run game. I don't know if that's a Dahlman strength, but it sounds like from what you're saying, if it's not him, they could do it with somebody else, could do it with one of the guards, depending on what the skill sets are. Is that accurate?
Yeah, it is accurate. Speaks. Look, when I played, I always wanted like Reuben Brown next to me, right? Rex Tucker, Chris Valerio, Roberto Garza, big, strong guys. Because I wasn't an overly big center, but I could do the other things. I could get to the second level. I could stand somebody up, take their leverage away, and then let the road grader arrive, right? Like stand a guy up, look at him, and just smile because he's about to get wiped out. Because here comes big Reuben Brown, right? To hit that hip, put him on his back. So I like that's what we talk about, our basketball team. Like, imagine Drew Dahlman will get to that nose guard quick, stand him up, and guess who's coming? Jonah Jackson coming down the pipe to blow you up. So that's what you need now. Dahlman is an outside zone guy, so I haven't watched all his film yet. Haven't seen him do a lot of pulling, but I'm sure he can. I'm sure he can pull if he needs to pull. He looks like that kind of athletic center of me, a guy who can get on a second level. So it'll be fun to watch these guys, and then you got Tooney, right? The old grizzle vet gets guys in order, tells guys to walk through, to pay attention, tells guys in meetings, hey, pay attention here, focus. This is what winners do. This is how you win football games. These are the details. You remember how much time we heard that last year from the Chicago Bears? We let the details go. Here's an older guy who understands what the details, what it takes to win football games. Man, I tell you what, I know it's the offseason. We do this every year, and we've ended up disappointing the last couple of years. But for a guy who's been asking for assets in the lines, throw guys there. Put guys in the middle of your line. You got to win football games in the trenches. I think the Eagles showed that this year. The Chicago Bears are starting to go in that direction. Where, look, we're putting as much as possible in these two rooms, and let's see how it shakes out.
Hey, Olin, it's such a treat to get to talk to you on a day like this. And I know there are listeners out there who are tuning in with Bears excitement, and they want to learn stuff. We all want to learn stuff. Outside zone, you said. Explain to people, because I think Ben Johnson does run a lot of outside zone, but maybe that's not all he runs. But so are we going to, like, is Drew Dahlman going to be able to do other stuff? But tell people about outside zone versus inside zone and for an offensive line
outside
perspective.
Outside zone, I think the Cincinnati Bengals first ran it with Icky Woods, right, down there in Cincinnati, and Anthony Munoz. And all it is stretch. They used to call it stretch down there in Cincinnati. And then Alex Gibbs made it famous down there with the Denver Broncos. Tom Nalen was their center. Reminds me a lot of Drew Dahlman, guys. Tom Nalen, great football player for the Denver Broncos. Outside zone specialist. I remember my first play ever trying to run outside zone in the NFL. Guess what happened? Mike Wells picked me up, 3 feet in the air, and dunked me on my head. So I went and found Nalen film, and I studied it. And I said, okay, what does this guy do to get guys blocked? Because what I did in college doesn't work. And Nalen reminds me a lot of Dahlman. And just the way of, like, you're trying to stretch the defense speed. So the back is aiming point is usually the outside leg of the tight end. And he's got to run there. You're trying to stretch the defense and then make one cut and come downhill. And Dahlman does a nice job of either reaching, he reaches the nose, but I mean he cuts him off. Hard to do without film, hard to do without a grease board, but he cuts the nose off, gives the running back that crease, or he runs him. We say, okay, if you can't cut him off, run him out of bounds. But you're not trying to move him backwards, you're just trying to stretch the defense off and cut him off somewhere.
Olin, you and Patrick have both said on these airwaves during our pre- and post-game shows that you've been disappointed with the level of professionalism that we've seen from the Bears over the last couple of years, but last year in particular. It feels like to me that when you bring in Grady Jarrett and you bring in Joe Tooney, I don't have to worry anymore about there being C's on guys' shirts anymore. Because guys that have actually been out here and done it at a high level are now in those rooms with guys. Like there's not a lot of, I don't have to listen to that guy nonsense that can go on. We were talking about a guy in Tooney that has won a whole bunch of Super Bowls and been an All-Pro, and Grady Jarrett too. Like I feel like this is a big step up in that little piece of football that people sometimes don't think about.
Yeah, just the understanding. I talk a lot about when Ted Washington came in and how much he taught me about being a leader and what winning takes and the way to approach every week and the way to approach games. Remember, he did a lot of winning with the Buffalo Bills, and he knew how to approach games. I remember we won a game. I think it was the 2001 season that you guys were just talking about. We started 1-3. We finally won a game, and we were in there. We hadn't won much around here, and we were jumping around like we won the Super Bowl. And Ted told us, and I can't use the words he actually used on the radio, but he told us in colorful words, basically be quiet and act like you meant to win the game. Like this is something you do every week in the NFL. It's about winning football games. And like you just talked about, Lawrence, these kind of guys you add to your team. And I think like that's why, I mean, some would say at his age and even with his film, why would you go get an older guy like Tooney, right? I think to the Bears, it's invaluable to have a guy like that walk into your building. I think you're paying a little more money for what he's going to bring up with what you're talking about, Lawrence, right? When you're talking about, I think he's going to be 33 next year during the season. Some of his film looks like that. Look, I look like 33 when I played at 33, right? So what you bring to a football team are other things. You bring the standard. You bring the culture. You try to bring young guys along. You teach them how to be a pro. Yes, those guys, Grady Jarrett, he's going in his 10th year. Good football player, gets off the ball incredibly fast. He is a handful when playing at a high level. And with Billings, too, in there, teaching these young guys, put them out front. Make them the leaders of your football team. Let guys watch them and follow them.
Yeah, man, I knew you'd be excited about the idea of Jarrett and Billings being there together, two OGs, to really show them how to do it and play together. What about Jervon Dexter? Move him outside, play him in a rotation, play him along with those guys. It might feel like it's outside, but maybe it's not really outside in the Dennis Allen defense, trying to figure out how that's all going to work out.
Yeah, it's a great question, right? And it's something that immediately, you know, it's great, right? We got our rose-colored glasses on here. We're very happy about all these signings. But in the background is you have to do all this because some guys haven't worked out. Some guys haven't taken that step that you've needed them to take. Some guys you signed, it didn't work. So now Javon Dexter, though, add him in the mix, put older guys around him, Montez Sweat. You know, Montez Sweat's his height, got his arm length, can show him how to beat guys. Grady Jarrett can show you what a motor looks like. It never stops with that guy, man. He's always after you. He's always getting after people on every play, show you what a motor looks like, try to build that kind of culture. Billings back. So Javon Dexter, to me, what it looks like is, like we talked about, guys, you put assets in the room on the lines and you let it shake out. Right, and you play your best players, and you let everybody in that building know that it has not been good enough. So we are bringing guys here, and we're going to have competition, and we're going to challenge you. And if you can't take a step, or if our competition bugs you, well, then maybe this place isn't for you.
So, it's to keep us from getting too high on our own supply here. What are the things that...
It's pretty good supply, though, Lawrence.
It is, but
it's
it like, also...
It's green, it's shiny, it's leafy.
It also was last offseason and the offseason before that. What are the things that you hope the Bears continue to keep in mind as they keep going with free agency and get themselves ready for the draft?
Oh, you know me, Lawrence, man. Howie Roseman said it, right? What'd he say? You could never have enough. You can never have enough O-linemen and D-linemen. I don't want people to forget that, right? I don't want them to say, okay, we got these guys. Why don't we move on to the running back? Why don't we get the wide receiver? No. If that lineman is a number one guy on your board, when you get to your pick, take him. Take them and put them in the room with all these guys, right? Look, the Philip that you guys mentioned, Jason Kelce. Everybody will say Hall of Fame center, right? Hall of Fame center. Cam Jurgens stepped in because they drafted him when they had Kelce. And guess what they did? Won the Super Bowl. I still haven't seen a quarterback sneak get stopped, right? Jason Kelce was this guy where could a quarterback sneak? He could pull, lead teams to Super Bowls, win Super Bowls. They kept putting guys in the room, right? They had Fletcher Cox. They took Carter, right? They had Jordan Davis. They still took Carter. They just keep filling those positions up, and they go after people.
I love that.
So even if it's Gray Zabel, we're seeing him like that. I don't know if that dude can play tackle, but he could certainly play center. Like, I feel like interior line is off the board at 10.
I do. I mean, like, listen, Joe Tooney's 33. Why would you feel that way? Right? Who's going to play there next year? Yeah. Right? Who's going to play there the year after that? Mm-hmm. 2 years from now, who's going to be developed? Who's going to be ready to go? That's the problem you got into before. That's why you got in the problem before, because you said, man, we're good here. Let's move on, right? Let's move on. Let's sign 90 receivers, right? And give them all captain badges, right? So let's just, it's just if the guys, like, get three picks. Get three picks in the top 50. Why not? Why not keep filling them up?
Olin, what's the message that Caleb Williams should take from what the Bears have done over the last couple of weeks?
They're buying into you. Right, that's the message. They're buying into you. Buy back into them. Buy to engross yourself in Ben Johnson's offense, man. Go there. Erase all the noise. Don't listen to anybody else. Let this guy coach you. Be the leader for that team. They believe in you. They're spending all this money to protect you. Right, he's a shorter quarterback, so they built the middle of the line like Drew Brees. Right, build the middle of the line. Keep the front up. They, you know, they say in New Orleans that middle was more important, right? Keeping the guys on the line of scrimmage because they had a shorter quarterback, right? If you got a guy like Herbert in San Diego, he doesn't have to drop. He's like 6'9". He just get the ball out, right? But when you have a shorter quarterback, the middle of your line has to be strong. It's almost more important than the outside of your line. So the message to him, Lawrence, is we got you everything you need, man. Now it's you. Now buy in. Now execute the offense and the details, and eventually you want this guy to say, hey Joe Tooney, you know, what was Tom Brady like, right? What was Patrick Mahomes like? What were they like every day? I remember when I went down to New Orleans, the first play of walkthrough, Lawrence and Spiegs, and I did my block and walkthrough, and I stopped, and Drew Brees went through every progression, and then he ran a sprint out drill, right? He never stopped. He did that every time. He went through, like, the walkthrough play went on for 40 seconds. And I thought to myself, that's why this guy is great.
That's awesome. Olin, you heard your old buddy Mike Brown at the beginning. Could you hurt somebody with a spoonful of pudding? You know, like,
no chance. No chance. I heard somebody in an interview, too. I heard somebody mention FBI range, and we don't want to talk about that. I think that was Spiegs, but we won't talk about that either.
No, okay, yeah. Damn it. I hate that you heard that.
Busted, Spiegs. Busted, man. Come on, man. No, Mike Brown, guys, right? I mean, no one played the game harder than Mike Brown, man. That passion he played football with, the passion he lives with. Man, that guy, I could talk to him about football and hang out with him anytime. That guy, hell of a football player, probably the best pure football player I've ever played with.
All right, I'll be careful. I'll be more careful with my gun range reference.
No, I think you said, oh, did I say that?
I've been trying to tell you, Speaks.
I know, you tell me. I don't listen sometimes.
It is
trouble.
It is
Oh, don't we have to take a break? Don't we have to take a break?
Oh, as always, man, we love you. Thanks so much for breaking it down. We knew that you were the perfect person to get on the horn today, man, and we appreciate you.
Speedy and Lawrence, thanks, man. You guys have a good day.
You too, Olin.
That's man. Olin Kreutz.
Tempting fate every time I do that.
Listen.
I'm like asking for like a pudding beatdown.
He's always listening.
Dude, when he's training guys to beat the crap out of each other at his gym, what do you think's on in the background?
Yeah.
It's not Mele Kalikimaka.
It might be.
I got to get some courage up and go to the gym, man.
Oh, to Olin's gym?
He's invited me.
Bring him some pudding.
But I'm small, so like
that's all right.
But there's a bunch of like NFL like offensive linemen. Like I'm a normal sized person, but you go there.
You want me to go with you? Want me to go with you, Lance?
Well, I mean, with your training with the mighty Sequoias,
that's right.
You'll probably be more welcomed in that room than I would.
I don't know. Maybe not now.
I don't think
Doesn't
so.
Doesn't sound like it. Actually,
I wouldn't go if I were you.
Yeah, no, I think I should stay away. Noted.
But I think at some point this summer I should go to the gym.
Do it, and then you can report back.
If I'm still alive. Mm-hmm. Like, that's going to be the thing. Because I've been watching a lot of, like, jiu-jitsu stuff and protect yourself stuff, and I'm like, I should go.
Maybe see Braxton Jones there working on a bull rush again.
I hope he's okay. You know, Braxton Jones dealing with a lot of injuries. I wouldn't be surprised, though, if the Bears kept doing what Olin's talking about and getting more offensive line.
There's a lot there that we can process, including tomorrow when we keep rolling on this stuff.
Shane, what are we doing next? Because we didn't even – the show is done. Like, what are we doing?
Well, we don't have a ton of time. With the 25 guests, we don't really have a ton of time for fun in the 40.
Let's put a bow on it.
All right. Put a bow on this damn thing next on the score.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes. You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games. or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5HourEnergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.